The Chazor is saying, "Nishma Sabach Yichesel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda." Tech the brachas daf mem zayin. Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, and the name of Rad said, "People who gather to recline to eat a suda together are not allowed to start eating until the one who makes the bracha and breaks the bread actually tastes something first." Bryce says that two people are eating from like a main dish that they're sharing, from a community plate that they're sharing, so each one has to wait for the other before they can start eating. When they have three people, there's no need to wait. One who made the bracha and broke the bread is the one who is allowed to go first and take from that communal plate. But if he wants to give that cover to somebody else, he may. Rabbi Rachana taught his son that the one who's breaking the bread is not supposed to break the bread until after everyone finishes saying Amen. Because the Amen is a part of the bracha, and you're not supposed to break the bread until after the bracha. Because it says until most of the people finish saying Amen, meaning you don't have to wait for the stranglers who are saying Amen improperly. Bryce says that you're not supposed to say Amen improperly, meaning without stressing the Aleph, without stressing the Nun, or just saying it even though you didn't hear the bracha, and someone who does so is punished terribly. Rav and Shmuel were eating together, and Rav Simon bar Achiya came after they finished and ate quickly because he wanted to make them join for Zimun, but Rav said you can't do that because we already finished eating. But Shmuel said, since if we were brought dessert, we would eat. It's not called that we finished eating yet. Talmidim and Rav were sitting and eating, and then in the middle of their eating, Rav Acha came along, and they said, "Oh, Rav Acha, the great Rav Acha is here, we'll give him benching." Rav Acha said, it's more important that someone who was there the entire time benches rather than a more important, the prestigious person who came later on. Amar Paskin, though, that the Gadol should be Mavarech, he should be the one to bench even though he came later on in the meal. She said, "Achal Demai." Amar asked, he's not allowed to eat Demai, so how can he join Zimun on that? Amar says, since if a person wants, he can be mafkir all his nechasim, and then he can become an oni, and an oni is allowed to eat the mai, therefore it's considered like it's roi for him to eat now as well. Misha said, "Mai sarishin shenitlu tumasoi." Amar asked, this is perfectly mutter food, it's a truma was taken, so what's the problem? Why would you think he can't join a zimun based on that food? Amar says, the case is that before it was put into a pile, the levi came and just took maiser, so truma gedoyla was never yet removed from over there. And it's like Rabbi Avo, who says that when it's taken before it was made into a pile, only trumas maiser has to give him by the levi, and he does not have to give the truma gedoyla that was never taken out from there. So Misha's teaching that even though Truma Gedolah was not taken from it, still, it, this food requires one to join the Zimun. A Papa asked, maybe we should even say after it was put into a pile, if the Levi took it first, so you should only have to remove Truma's Mice and not Truma Gedolah. But you said, the Pasuk of Mikol Masrei Seichem, Truma teaches that there are times when the Levi would have to take off Truma Gedolah and Truma's Mice. When? So if he takes the Mice after it was already made into a pile, but before Truma Gedolah was given, in that case, the Levi would also be responsible for the Truma. Mice Sheni Heglish and Iftu, Zakta Mishnah. If it was redeemed, it's Pasha that it would require him to be involved in Zimun. Where it says the case is where he gave the Karen, but he did not yet give the Chaimish, and the Mishnah is teaching that the Chaimish is not Ma'akiv. Hashamish Ochel Kazayas, the Mishnah said, it also seems to be Pashut that he would join in Zimun. We would think that since he doesn't eat with a Kfius, he doesn't require a Zimun, Kamashulon that he does, that he's Mistarif, and he would require a Zimun. Akuti Mizamnim Alav, the Mishnah said. Where he asked, the Kuti is no different than an Amun Aretz, and we learned that we don't do Zimun with an Amun Aretz. Abaye said we're talking about a Kuti who's not an Amun Aretz. He's actually a Talmud Chacham. Rava says that we're talking about a Kuti who's an Amun Aretz. But what does an Amun Aretz mean? It's like the Rabbanon who argued our Meir say elsewhere that an Amun Aretz means someone who doesn't properly give Meiser. But a Kuti actually does properly give Meiser because he's very makbin on giving Meiser. So therefore, the only reason we don't do Zimun with an Amun Aretz is because he doesn't give Meiser. But since a Kuti does, you would be able to do Zimun with him unlike an Amun Aretz. Bryce brings many different shitas on what is an Amun Aretz. There's a shita of someone who doesn't say Kriya Shema in the morning or the evening. It's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says someone who doesn't put on tefillin. And Adi says someone who doesn't wear tzitzis. Rabbi Nosson says someone who doesn't put a mezuzah on his house. Rabbi Nosson Bar Yosef says someone who does not megadol his children for Talmud Torah. Acherim say it's even someone who knows how to learn, but if he doesn't learn Gemara, he's an Amun Aretz. Misha said, "Ochel tevel amaiser." It's tevel, obviously. It's usher to eat, so he can't join a zimun based on that. Case is only tevel the rabbanon teaching that for eating that he does not join zimun. Maaser rishon v'chulu, the Misha said. Marius, if the truma wasn't taken, it's pasher that he can't eat it, and if he does, it wouldn't require him to join zimun. Where it says the case is where it was already put into a pile before the levi came and took his maaser. So in this case, the levi has to give truma gedolah. But we would think that maybe like a papa asked Abaye that the levi should never have to give truma gedolah. Kamash v'lon, that in this case he would, and therefore it's usher. Misha said, "Maaser sheni v'chulu." Marius, if it wasn't redeemed, then of course it's usher. The Mar says the case is where it was redeemed but not properly. For example, Maaser sheni was redeemed on an unminted coin, and the Maaser sheni can only be redeemed on a minted coin. In the case of Hekdesh would be where it was redeemed on land, and the Hekdesh can only be redeemed on money, on movable items. Misha said, "Vashamish she'ochel pachem tekazayis." The Mar says that really this case is not really teaching anything, but since we said before the case of the Shamish ate kazayis, we say over here the case of the Shamish did not eat kazayis. Misha said, "Vanochi emezam alav." The chiddush over here is that if it was someone who's going through the gerus process, and he had a mila, but he had not yet toivel in the mikvah, he's still called a nachri, and he can't do zimun with him. Rashi said you could join in zimun with even a baby in a crib. And he holds it because this is going with a Rishuman Levi who says that if you have 10, one of the 10 people is a baby, that's when he can join to make it 10, but not for a zimun of 3. Rishuman Levi said that an evet could be the 10th man for a minion. Or yes, Rabbi Eliezer once had to free a slave for a minion. He only had 8. He had to free one slave to make it 9, then he used an evet to make number 10. He was allowed to be to free the slave because it was a mitzvah of Rabbim. Shmuley also said it's very important to be one of the first 10 in shul because they get schar keneged equal to everyone else who comes in afterwards. Vune said if 9 people look like 10 people, they can join for a minyan. Either some say it's when they're gathered together, some say when they're spread apart. Rami says that tutamina chacham mahara mechadne zeh zeh ba'alocha could also be mistar for a zimun of 3. Beichanan says that a katan who is, he's still a katan, but he has shtei sarus, also he can be mistar for zimun. Or Paskin's like Rav Nachman that only a katan hayadeya lami mevarchan, he knows who he's benching to, he's the, only that type of katan can join for zimun. And Rabba said that Abaya and Rava through a maisa were actually such children in their youth, as very young children.